Welcome to the Sacred Rebel Podcast. This is Sietske de Waard, I'm your host, and we will be diving into sacred leadership. It's such a beautiful subject, especially when you are creating a soul business. How can you be in a business with joy, with passion, but also with integrity, with love? How to create a beautiful life and a beautiful business from the deepest desires that you have, and how to build something that is really, really yours. So authentic expression, that's what we are going to talk into in this podcast. So grab a tea and sit down tight and enjoy the ride. Hello everyone, I'm so glad to be on the air again. It's been a while, doesn't matter, but it's been a while, and I thought it would be fun to use this podcast to just answer your questions and share what kind of the way I do business that comes from complete creative energy, how you can create a sustainable business and go beyond that, using just your own capacity to create. So the question from today was, how can you let go of an old model, an old business model, and anchor in the new? So for example, you have had some success in, it doesn't matter about success, but you have had an old business. For example, you've been into marketing, yada yada yada. Then you got another interest like spirituality or something else, right? And you feel like that old business model is not really doing anything for you anymore. Maybe you feel drained from it. Maybe you feel like you've lost your passion and you want to anchor into the new. That was the question that I got. Now, or it could also be like, this is not working anymore. There's a kept income there, and you feel like, hey, I want to try out something new because that will give me I feel that there's my growth. So we are going into both of them. Okay, so let's say you have been a yoga teacher doing a fairly good job with creating a income. Now, normally what happens is when that gets draining or not, it doesn't light you up anymore. There's maybe a little bit of boredom there. There's a feeling of this isn't it, but what else? Right, so the moment that that comes up, there's a deeper layer of truth. There's a deeper layer of self-expression that wants to come out, right? So there are things in that business model that don't really bring you that juice and that excitement that you know you can have, or it doesn't create that deeper life and the deeper fulfillment, that was the word that I was looking for, that you know you can have. For example, it is limited. You can only take this amount of people in your classes, or there's that refinement in your vision that wants to come through. There's just not that deeper layer, the deeper vision in the yoga thing anymore, and there's something more that wants to come out. When you're in this position, it's really good to see where you're at See where you're at, like, okay, I'm here, and discover like what's that deeper layer that wants to come out. And this just takes some refinement, I would say, to find what the deeper desires are, what kind of business it is that you do want to have, and it will probably bring up some patterns that don't want to get you to the next level. So that is the first phase of when you want to go from one thing to the next. There's this unfulfillment, there is this capped income that keeps you stuck. There is this old there is a this part of the business. Are you kidding me? Oh, huh? Weird. This part of the business is done. And that feeling, can be a little bit terrifying. So if you want to anchor more into that newer sense, just find that deeper layer. Start with what is that deeper desire that wants to come out. What is more important to you? How do you wanna like restructure your life? What needs to be in there? What is not in there? What kind of income do you need for that kind of life and business? What is missing in the old, and what do you want in the new? All these kind of questions bring you deeper to, hey, where do I get excited about? Where is that newer, yay, oh my God, this is so exciting, energy in the new phase? Where is that? If you map out where you want to go and what that looks like and what you need, it's easier to step into the new. The second phase is where things are getting clear. Your bit like your newer vision, the business structures are clear. The newer offers, the newer people, the newer, it can be everything, right? It can be everything. It can be that there is a new layer of people that you wanna reach, and the old ones are not fulfilling you anymore. So these kind of things can always happen, and probably will more often. So then when that becomes clear, like, okay, but what is missing? What kind of things do excite me? How does that translate to my newer like business model? It's not like you're throwing away the old, and then completely starts from scratch. No, that is not how it works. Your work is evolving, right? There might be a new layer, but there are always things that have worked before that you can still do again, right? I mean, for example, when I take it from my own experience, there have been multiple jumps, but let's see what is most practical. For example, now at this moment, I am rooting deeper into a newer offer with a newer client. But at the same time, how I do my sales and how I connect to these people, even if they are a newer person, I always know that I can sense who she is. I do everything more with feeling. Same with my sales. I do everything from feeling that it in my body. So with my last jump, for example, that 10K in sales, or 10K money, let's call it better that, because there were also some private things coming in. But anyway, the 10K in cash creation, I felt it in my body, right? That is never going away. I know how I create, and that is by feeling it in my body. And the moment I wanted to go from where I was to where I'm going to, I noticed that there was a newer person that I wanted to speak to. And the funny thing is, I was going into my head about it, and I was like trying to write down the perfect avatar, blah, 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 or, you know, really try to micromanage the message for the newer clients. And oh man, it was becoming so complicated because I forgot that I already know how to do this. I feel my person in my body. I know who she is. I know what she wants. I already know. So the same goes for you. You already know how to, for example, create a level of income that is sustaining yourself. So why don't you use that same power for that newer business? You don't have to reinvent everything. It's most of the time, it's just a deeper layer that is touched upon, and probably there are new skills that are coming alive in this new phase. So for example, let's see what kind of new skill I learned. I think my last jump was I got the skill of becoming better at nervous system regulation. I became better at sensing what is alive in my community, in my field, and tapping into that resource to just automatic, like getting names in my head, like names popping up and just sharing the offer, like stuff like that, right? So yeah, of course there are new skills, but it's not like you start from scratch and there's nothing that is already embodied that you can use. So when you feel like, hey, the new field is clear, the new level of business or the new business model is clear, great. What can you use that you have used before that feel embodied and that feel natural to your system, that feel really good to how you do things? How can you use that in that newer, quote unquote, newer level? How can you tap deeper into, for example, how can you copy paste the like money, like revenue creation? How can you resource from what you already know? And I, for example, I stopped all of my freelance work in December, because I felt like, no, now it's the time to go for the new thing. I know how to create money for myself. If this fails, I know where to fall back on, but I know I want this, and I feel too much leaky energy that I don't want anymore. I want everything, all of my revenue coming from my business. That was what I felt. And yeah, then I started to tap into what I already knew. I already knew that I could feel revenue in my body. I already knew that I could, I've done that before, like I could connect to that and hear what I needed to do for it. And so I started to hone into that. And that became my first 10K month fully from, there was a 400 from freelance, but that was just for fun. But there was like, okay, 9,000 from fully from what I love to do. So in sales. Anyway, what I mean is that there are already these skills embodied. So let's say you are coming from, I don't know, marketing or coaching, and you really feel that there is this beautiful, much easier, most of the time we also want a new thing because there's too much leaky energy in the old, or at least that's what I notice with other clients of mine, the let's say you want to go from that one to the next. Okay, so what is your biggest concern, for example? Is the concern, the biggest concern, is that money? Is that getting clients? What is the biggest concern? And if you know your biggest concern, like, okay, great, but how did you do that before? What is that internal skill that you all already tried out? And that can be like, okay, I know that I can feel, I just know, I don't know, for me it was like I already feel the things in my body. I can hone into that, so I actually already know, right? So it depends on your situation and your natural way of creation. That's already there. You've already created so much in the past, right? There's already so much that came from your decision, your wish to, like command your future. That's what's coming up, like commanding your future. You already know how to do that. So, trust that skill that you can always recreate your life, based on a new desire or a new, vision that you feel more connected to. So that is not the issue. The issue is that there are underlying insecurities, or where you not completely feel settled in, maybe in the new, and see if you can actually find the settlement in the new thing, because you already done it, but then it had another form, but the basics stay the same. So it's actually stepping more into the energetics, the basics of the energetics, and you can use the energetics for everything, even if that has a new form, right? So that you can feel your people, that is not going to change. That you maybe feel a different kind of person, that already indicates that you feel that newer, this is so good, that you already feel that newer person. The same goes for the old business to, versus the new business. You already sense in your body what is not working in your old business and what would work in your new. So if you're not completely sure about what is working and what is not, tap into that deeper feeling, like, but you already sense that this is going to work better. And probably, yeah, I don't know, that could be from either intuition, but that's a skill too, right? Having such a strong intuition that you actually already know that it's gonna work. So tap in all those things where you feel insecure in, where you not feel stabilized in. Find that deeper layer of, but I actually already do know. So it's just your brain that doesn't link an old form to a new form, because it is used to mental pictures, and those two are different, but the energetics behind it stay the same. Or there is a similar energetics that you already know, right? So yeah, see if this helps. See if this makes you anchor deeper into that newer reality, and let me know how that goes. I love to hear what is coming up for you. Oh, what I also used to do, but maybe that's for another podcast show. Let's see. Maybe I can copy paste that. What I also used to do, I can share a little bit about it, is when I felt like, okay, great, I made a jump in income. I just saw what was working. For example, a one-on-one call, let's say. But this is more about growing your business. But anyway, I'll just share a little bit. Then I saw, like, oh, this is working. Okay, great. How can I multiply this so more people are seeing this? How can I make this one easier? So maybe in the next one, I can go into that. Yeah, I probably will go into that. So That is the sneak peek for the next time. If you love this episode, just find me on Instagram. I'm called Sacred Rebels dot academy, and just shoot me a message if you're really interested in what I do. I have a free Facebook group. It's called Wildflower Community at the moment. I probably will change it up again, but if you can't find me, just find me on Instagram and I will shoot you a link. And there are obviously really fun things you can come into. We have a membership that is called the Money Portal, and that's more about getting into receiving more instead of doing more and earning. Receiving what is there for you and opening up to that in business. And then there is a cool mastermind that is especially for women that feel stabilized in business. I don't care where you're at. If you feel stable, you know that is my most important need to have. And it goes into, okay, if you're ready now to go to higher amounts of money, or like a bigger, like there is an urge for scaling in whatever way, I would love to have you in, because that is also more about, hey, how can you soften even deeper? How can you relax even deeper? How can you receive more? How can you stop being in that micro managing constantly and let life take you there? Let life show you the way. So it's so much more about allowing in instead of working harder. I don't believe in that. I feel that there is this urge, not for nothing, there is the urge to create a bigger vision, and that comes from the universe or God, however you want to share say that, or however you want to address that. And I'd love to get you out of that like personal attachment identity to your security into a bigger version of you, and going more into serving and growing and serving a little bit more and growing and growing. So that is what the mastermind will be about. It's actually really cool because there is so much about instant creation and refining more to your natural energy, and that creates a massive jumps in your growth. So awesome. If you want to know more information about that, let me know and we'll talk about that also on Instagram. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let's see us the next time again.